Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's right.
It's Monday.
That's right.
And for everybody in the Blog Talk Radio world, we just got a foot of snow overnight. Hello.
I know. It's beautiful out. It's just the heaviest snow I've seen.
Oh, my gosh. And I, you know, Julie woke me up early this morning and she said, I'm going to open the blinds, so don't be shocked. I was shocked.
Well, because you just weren't. You know, it's almost March. We're just, you know, it's fine.
Yes.
This has been a very snowy year for
us.
And it's also been a very snowy couple of years.
Yes.
It's interesting that Canada hasn't gotten the snow that we've gotten.
They sent it all down this way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Canadian.
You know?
Thank you, Canadian people.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Thank you, Canadian people.
I mean, look, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is gorgeous. I mean, yes, and it's perfectly white, and so it's pretty and all of that, but enough already. Enough. I want spring.
That's how I feel.
I want to feel like I can walk without fear of slipping.
Oh, I know. It's like you do that balancing act all the time. It's like, woohoo.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. It's just a weird, you know, even if it's clean where you're walking, you just have this, you know, for 4 months, you're like, I don't want to slip. I don't want to fall. I remember you fell right on your butt. Was it last year or 2 years ago? Remember at the Shell station?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh.
But here's the thing. Kat doesn't know. Mm-hmm. You know me. I have no memory of anything
that
happened
right.
bad.
You're so lucky.
I mean, really. You know, you're like, do you remember when that happened? I go, no, if it wasn't that I really don't want to remember, I really don't remember it. I don't know how I'm so lucky. I just am. I'm very lucky with that.
You're blessed, darling. You're blessed.
I mean, am I sure that I fell? Oh, yeah. I mean, I just probably
well, it was the Shell station by it was overrun by Walgreens Field.
Okay.
You know that one, and it was behind. It was in the back.
Oh yeah, I remember
that.
That was the Shell station.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm thinking of the word storage facilities. Hello.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
That's true.
And I remember going, you know, be really careful because it's like a sheet of ice there, and you came out, and you went boom.
Yeah, like, well, thanks for warning me, girlfriend. Yeah. It helped a lot.
So how was your weekend?
You know, my weekend was fabulous. I mean, it was long. It was, I shouldn't say long. It was very busy. And it was really sweet. And
I know you went to the show on Saturday night.
Went to the show, and I saw an education.
Because you're like, Julie is, every year, she is the Oscar queen. She has to see every movie that is up before the Oscars, so she has her own opinion. But this year they made it, they extended it to 10 movies.
Those MFers. That really ticked me off.
And now you've got to rush around and see another additional 4 movies that you
haven't
really
planned
on. Well,
and gratefully, it's so funny, if they would have just kept it to 5, I think the top 5 I would have already seen.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, though, I so enjoyed the movie I saw on Saturday night
mm-hmm.
that it really has set my weekend. I mean,
and,
it really made me happy.
She told me all about it, and I would just say I would really recommend it. First of all, it falls in the category for me of not too long, because these stupid ass movies that are like 2 hours and something. This was an hour and 40. Boom, done, next.
Yes. Well, to me, because, I mean, here's the thing. If it's over 2.5 hours long or 2 hours, it better be a good 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
There better have been nothing that the editor could have done to change that, make it
tighter.
Right, you know?
Right.
Because I'm still expecting a very tight show, you know, a tight movie. And most of the time it's just the director is saying, hey, you know, I really like this scene. It needs to go in here, even though you guys are just, you're, you know, tired or whatever. But I saw an education on Saturday night, and it was so funny because I was going to see Up in the Air. And where I live, they're not playing anywhere, so I had to go to the suburbs. And there's only one theater playing all these movies, these smaller movies. And went to see Up in the Air, and it was sold out. I'm like, it's been up for a long, long time, and it was sold out. So then I was forced to see an education. And I'll tell you what, I was happy as can be. It was PG, maybe PG-13, which it could have been, but there wasn't any swearing. If it was PG-13, it was just because of the
subject matter.
The subject matter, mm-hmm. Exactly, because it's about an older man seducing a 16, 17-year-old girl. And but she really is not a girl, and some, you know, she's a girl, and yet she's not a girl, you know.
But also too, I mean, there's no sex. It's everything is really just implied.
Everything is implied, exactly. And there's very little implying going on as well. I mean, it's like cut, next scene, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, oh, hello there.
Mm-hmm.
But so it was fun. But I tell you what, if anybody gets a chance to see it in education, it was so great. It takes place right, I think, right before the Beatles come into play, or
mm-hmm.
late '50s maybe.
Which was in itself a very, very interesting time, only in retrospect. You know, when
right.
you think about what we went through in the '60s and '70s and in the '80s, this is for women especially, you know, to get what we, you know, I mean, you were talking about, you know, and when I was growing up, you could, if you didn't get married and you wanted to work, you could either be a stewardess, a secretary, or a teacher, basically.
Right. Exactly. And that's kind of what she felt like. She said, you know, here she is topping her class in an all-female class school, and she's going to go to Oxford. That's her goal. And she's realizing that she has two options, become a teacher or work for the civil servants, you know, and neither one turns her on. And so what ends up happening is that she's seduced by this older, you know, flamboyant man showing her the world. And it's just so fun. And you get a real flavor for the time, you know, and not
mm-hmm.
in a very forced way.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're still all having fun. It's not all so serious,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's still fun and light.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's how those days were in general, you know.
Yeah. You know, and yet, you know, still women couldn't do what they wanted to do.
But we didn't know that.
Right, exactly. You didn't know it. You know, and so it was, I totally enjoyed it. It really made my weekend happy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. And then
but you have a recommendation.
An education is my recommendation. And it rhymes. Woohoo! It rhymes. And then Sunday was an all day.
Yeah, you were gone all day.
Church event, yay. It was really an interesting time. I had an anxiety attack.
You were like in church all day long.
I was.
Julie's sponsoring, my son, her brother, is getting married in April. And they're going through, his fiance is going through the rites of Catholicism or
yes.
whatever.
She's a catechumen, I think.
Catechumen?
Uh-huh. I guess that's what she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting to be baptized, mm-hmm. get her confirmation, or take her first communion and get confirmed all in 1 year. And Gregory is getting confirmed and confirmation. And so,
same thing.
Without what?
You said confirmed and confirmation.
Oh, confirmed and communion. And
Greg hasn't had communion?
Maybe he has. He just needs confirmation, I think.
That's what I think.
Yeah, he just needs confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's right. He just needs confirmation. So then I'm sponsoring him there in that. And so it's just so funny because, you know, never in my wildest dream would I be thinking that I'd be doing this for him in his 30s. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, cool. That works out.
So you had to be all the way out in the suburbs, like which is like an hour and a half away,
mm-hmm.
by 10 or... I don't
10
know.
O'clock, and, mm-hmm. and then I went, then...
And that was, like, till 1, or...?
Mm-hmm. And, well, then we went to it was a local affair first with their church, and then we had to go to the cathedral and meet everybody in the cathedral, and the bishop came in, and it was just a ceremony for all the people, you know, all the adults going through this process. It was really quite moving, except it's so funny because the bishop doesn't stand up at all. He just sits down in the middle of the
he's
altar.
He's an older guy, though.
Yeah, he's an older guy, older dude. And, you know, it was really a good time. I mean, and, like, it was so funny because he brings up all the people who are going to be baptized. And this only happens if you're going to be baptized as an adult. And, you know, mm-hmm. Greg's fiance literally was, like, a foot away from the bishop. There must have been 100 people on stage.
Really? She was that close to him?
Yeah, and I was like, is she going to touch his hat?
Oh, no.
No, but she didn't. But it was so funny. She's like, I really wanted to shake his hand, but I didn't know if it was the right, you know, protocol.
No.
I go, no, you know.
No.
if he's not willing to touch the book, if he needs a page turner, then...
Then you can't touch him.
He's not going to touch your hand.
Jeez, Louise.
So, but it was, you know, it was nice. It was sweet. Some of the, you know, I get the essence behind it all. And because I'm on the spiritual path, the language feels a little bit more forceful.
Yeah.
I mean, they used the word exorcism the other day.
No, they did not.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What do you have to be exorcised from?
Evil. No, I mean, talking about
evil
thoughts. And I go, well, you know, I can get that. It's not.
I mean, you know where to put it, thank God.
I do.
You know, you could put it someplace and use it as an overlay, and you can refine it.
Right.
And have a higher language for it all, you know.
Right, exactly.
And because otherwise, at least for me, because I thank God I have that now, it feels so punishing.
Right.
You know, it just feels like, oh, yeah, I want to join up that group.
Right.
Where
exactly.
You got to, like, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, but thank God that, you know, when you said that you saw beautiful acts of kindness and sweetness and generosity.
I did. Because
and those are good things, you know.
I did, because what happened was I saw, you know, things like... like, you know, older priests needing help, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then the younger priests who are like, you know, 55, helping the older priests out, and that felt mm-hmm. sweet, and I felt a real sweet sense of, you know, of celebration, you know,
mm-hmm.
and community, and
yes.
that was nice.
Absolutely.
You know?
I think that's where we can, that's where we focus on these things, like what you can celebrate about this. You know, what is there to celebrate?
Right.
And how does it play in the community? Can you, and does it enhance? Can you, you know, celebrate mm-hmm. the community?
Yeah. And so, like you said, I was feeling really grateful because I was able to, you know.
Put it someplace.
Put it
you
someplace.
Got a container to put it all
yeah.
in, right?
Exactly. I did. I had a
yeah.
container to
Isn't
put it all
nice?
In.
Isn't that nice?
It was nice, and it was nice mm-hmm. too, you know, because they had this push about Catholics come home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
Do you remember
like,
when
oh.
I took you to get confirmed, and I said we were meeting with the nuns and stuff. This was like years and years and years ago. I mean, you were like in grade school, I think, or
yeah.
I don't remember. But
mm-hmm.
and I just said, she goes, "Why are you here? You're real crabby as a nun, you know?" Like, well, that's not new, right? I
right.
went through 12 years of that. And I said, "Well, you know, Julie said that, you know, she's." Really wanting to choose right now to get confirmed
because all my friends were
yeah.
That was the reason
like,
back then.
She like totally snapped back. There's no choice in the matter.
Oh, I know.
She has no choice.
And I'm like, okay, well, there's another wounding experience my mom that she got from a nun. I go, girlfriend, do you guys know why she's not? Why she's on a different path? It's so funny. I know. I just laugh because, like I said, I have so many. I have a different language now.
Mm-hmm.
I have, and I can experience. But I can experience it for what
yeah,
it is.
And I don't. Honestly, I don't. I mean, I feel so grateful for all those experiences because it helped me get to where I'm at. You know,
right.
that I can actually laugh about it.
Right. Right.
Be really neutral. You
right.
know, and see it for really. You know, it has a place. In the wholeness of things, you know,
yeah, I
it
know.
Has a sweet it has a sweet place, but it you know it didn't for a while there for me, you know.
No,
and, But because, I had to work for it.
Right, but because you're different in the sense of that you see the good in almost everything, you know.
I see the perfection in it all.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It doesn't matter. Like this morning I woke up and I'm like, I feel anxious today. It's like it could be the snow. I've got cabin fever. But there's just like this undercurrent of rumbling in my body. Just like, you know, what's going on? What do you want? I want to just... There, and it's like I have this big ocean of desire, you know,
right.
And it just can't happen fast enough, you know. And
right.
It's like, calm down, calm down. I relax. Yeah, well, I'm just feeling, what am I feeling? I guess I'm feeling that time is of the essence, and I know that that's just ego talking. You know, that's ego and not spirit.
Well, and that's okay, you know, because I am too. And I just want to say a shout out to everybody in the chat room.
Hey,
hi, Janet,
people.
On the bright side. Hello on the bright
side.
Oh, hi.
And Janet's here. Yay.
Yay. Just want to say a shout out. And we've got several people on the line. Nobody's got their hand up. I want to say hi. Thanks for listening. You know, and you know, stop by. Check out ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. This week, everyone, because we are really amping up everything in our lives.
Yes.
And
yes.
We're going to be, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really fun.
ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to be doing some, we're going to be offering something, we're going to be offering something after our Amp It Up.
We are. You know, I'm in this mode. I think I took like a little hiatus, maybe like a month of hiatus where everything's felt.
Well, it just
muddy.
And it didn't feel clear yet. We weren't in alignment with anything, because we had grown out of a lot of things, so we weren't in alignment with that, and we hadn't found the expanded version of what we were in line with.
Right.
And we're there. We're getting there. We're close. We're closer.
Yeah. And so, how was your weekend?
Mine was. Saturday was a blur. Hold on a second here. What did I do Saturday? Oh, I think I just did, like, you know, paperwork and stuff like that. And then Norm and I had some free time. We went out, and then we did some Sudokus and just played some games. We're game players. You know, we're together. And then we watched a movie, Zombieland.
You did? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
How did you like it?
I liked it.
Good.
I liked it. I'm not a fan of zombie movies, you know, but it was fun and light, and I loved the Bill Murray thing.
Oh, wasn't that funny?
Yeah, it was great.
That was hysterical.
It was great, yeah. It was just totally light. I liked Woody Harrelson in it. I liked the other kid. I don't know his name, you know.
Yeah,
but,
he's not who you think he is.
What do you mean?
Well, because I think you might think he's...
Pedro guy?
Yeah.
No,
not Pedro guy, but the guy from, like, Superbad.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. No, I know that he's not that good.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but I did. I liked it. It was quick. It was fast. You know, it was, fun, lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I ever want to see on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
It's our Saturday night movie. I do not want to see anything heavy, dark, you know.
Yeah.
Do not want that. And then when I woke up on Sunday, I thought it was Monday for whatever reason. But I had like a morning of beauty.
Yes, good.
I had, you know, painting my toenails, shaving my legs, giving myself a facial. I trimmed my hair a little bit, curled it, and
those are always fun, isn't it? That kind of girlfriend stuff.
Yeah, but inside though, I was really, if I'm really honest, I mean, I had that rumbling. It was just like, come on, you know, and I just so I was like, please let me have a little more peace of mind here, you know, higher self, because I just was. Not totally in the flow, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And then this morning when I woke up, I didn't know what day it was either. I was just like, just be in the flow. And
I think
there's some natural resistance to today. We've got like a jam-packed day.
We do, and it's a moving forward day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend didn't feel too moving forward for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what I did, what I think, what I got into a little bit this weekend, which is not really great for me. I mean, overall, I love where I am in my life. I'm grateful. I appreciate it, and I feel the blessings. But I have this old programming that just, I mean, I can remember my mom used to motivate us when we were, like, young. And she would motivate us and saying, well, your cousins are doing this, this, this. And I mean, we were, like, 6 or 7, you know.
Right.
you know, now you can do this, guys. You can, you know. So I think she was like, you know, using comparison.
Right.
You know, and I would always feel like, I once that started happening, I feel like a piece of you know what.
Right.
Oh, but I started getting into that this weekend a little bit. You know, it was like. And I really, you know, I have to say I feel so blessed. I'm excited to be where I'm at. I feel like, oh my God, I'm at the right place at the right time. I'm doing my spiritual path. I mean, the divine feminine says, thank you, you're here, you know. And then I think I got an attack of jealousy, you know, like Greg's marrying a doctor. And they go to Fiji, they go to, you know, Aruba, I mean, all these different places they go to, you know, and they, you know, they're really, money is no object, you know, I mean, for them. And I guess it is in some way, you know, but
yeah.
It's just at a higher level. And I just got into a little bit of like, how can I, you know, and I'm not even happy at that level. I know that that is not... that is not who I am or what I want to be, but it really is an old pattern rising
right.
to be cleared. And it was a tough one.
Well, and here's the thing:
it lasted.
Right, you know that's an old pattern, and so in some sense you go, okay, it's just coming up for clearing. But sometimes it's hard to get to that part, that higher version or that higher visual of the situation to realize it. When it comes
yes.
out, it comes on so fast.
Yes, I didn't even realize it when it happened.
And,
you know,
and
you said something like, oh, I just talked to Greg and they're out shopping for furniture or whatever. It was like, well, I don't know how that little line, you know, set it off at me. But something I was, must have been magnetizing something at that point or
right.
attracting. You know, it was that rumbling. It was that da 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 da. And then that came and it was like, oh, you know, and it should, you know, like, I'm sure that in the old days, it would, like, motivate me, you know?
Yeah, you know, can I tell you, your mom goes to something that's totally not in alignment with anything we want to do, so.
What?
Well, I was going to say, you know, when Greg marries her, he's going to have to get a pay cut because his taxes will go up.
Exactly.
And I'm like, why am I going there? And, you know, that's just so funny. But can I tell you my honest truth about why you're feeling that?
Mm-hmm.
This has been a very busy winter. And also, because of the pack, you know, you and Dad usually take a couple of trips in the van and go camping.
Yes.
South. You go
yes.
south.
Yes.
This winter, because there has not been any real break in our time, but also in the weather, I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
just been, when you've wanted to go, there's been no place to go.
Right.
It's been cold everywhere.
I mean, I think the last time that Norm and I really got away was like 2 years ago, and that was for a day.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. That's not true, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
When did you go to Duluth?
Duluth was like 4 years ago.
Oh, all right, girlfriend. All right, well, then you can change that now.
Okay. I'll change it.
But I think you're experiencing wanderlust. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Yeah.
But let's talk about those, you know, what I said we're going to talk about today in the last 20 minutes of the show, which is what I love. Because, you know, it's like, you know, I want to keep it light here. I want to keep it fun, you know.
Oh, as I'm talking about my rumblings, like da 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 da.
I appreciate talking about your rumblings
yeah.
because, can I say something? No, because there's your ceiling.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, even if you were where you had hoped to be, because we feel prosperous, we feel abundant, and yet, you know, you've talked about this. So I really feel great. We're doing really well, and yet. I really want to have new furniture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want a leather.
I want a leather sofa.
Yeah.
One of those circular things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a pick session,
yeah.
but I don't know what you call them now.
Either.
And so here, you know, I go, oh, they're going to buy furniture. Like, damn, that was my dream. and then I would, you know.
And any money that I'm making is going to the business. Like, what?
Right. And that's exactly right. And then I go, but girlfriend, here's how I see it. It's like, look at all the abundance around you. You are attracting it into your life
mm-hmm.
in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and what's that line in our thing? To be as excited about other people's successes as you are about your own,
oh,
you
yeah.
know.
And I honestly, 95% of the time I
know.
I really am. I'm just surprised when the old things kick in. I probably need an exorcism, Julie.
No, you do not. Girlfriend, you're just, I got to tell you how much I love you for sharing that. Because people, everybody feels that way. We hit those moments where we're like, oh, goodness gracious, you know, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, you're working on your three big dreams, and it's, your three big dreams don't include furniture right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when somebody else are even traveling, your three big dreams don't include traveling. And yet, so when somebody is, they're like dream five and six, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody's expressing those dreams in front of you, it may just feel a little twinge.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah. I remember when I really wanted that. Those were my dreams and my focuses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we can have it all, but we just can't have it all at the same time.
I do want to say, though, I am so appreciative, and I do. I know I'm blessed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really desire to have these old bugaboos, you know, just vanish. Yeah. Just sort of vanish, mm-hmm. you know. Guess that wouldn't be me then, would it?
You can have the intention, and you can want things to vanish and still keep who you are,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, mm-hmm. you love to travel. You love beautiful things, and those are the icing on the cake
mm-hmm.
of the essence of who you are, which is your mm-hmm. a very.
I mean, I do
intuitive.
Love all that, but nothing would please me more, as if I could, you know, the direction that we want to go in, what we call
mm-hmm.
business, which is
right.
really our service to the planet.
Right.
Just, I don't know. It does keep expanding.
Yes.
You know, but I guess I have this image in my mind of, like, bigger, you know, even bigger, you know.
Well, and this is what we call incremental change. We do a magnetizing course. We do two, magnetizing one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And
hello, magnetizing one and two people.
Yep, and then we're going to be doing magnetizing one again starting, like, March. The second week in March we're doing it.
Hello, new magnetizing one people.
That's right, and it's so interesting because we've talked about this. We have people who really want to magnetize huge sums of money to them, millions and millions of dollars. And I'm like, that's wonderful. And here's the thing. I want you to go incremental change,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
because if you were able to magnetize that, you'd or even close, you'd have it. You'd be close to it. But if you're making 20 grand a year or whatever, it's like there's a starting point. And you have to build your
mm-hmm.
– here's the thing.
You're
your
building
spirit,
muscle all
yeah.
along. Incremental change is building that muscle.
Exactly. And your spirit, though, evolves quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit can have quantum shifts. And then you're in this 3D world, and your body has to catch up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means your habits and your behaviors and your alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this – first of all, you have this quantum shift of what you want right off the bat. You know exactly what you want. You feel the essence right away. Now, in the 3D world, if you're still modeling the essences of something older, programmed, you're behaving a certain way or whatever, you're still going to need to catch up. Your body's going to catch up. But in the meantime, your spirit may still be expanding.
Oh, yeah.
And so there is that difference, that mm-hmm. dissonance.
Well, also, too, girlfriend, there's this idea that we're incomplete.
Right.
There's this idea that... you know, if I had my 20 million or whatever you said these people want, you know,
right.
Then they'd be complete. That the illusion, that is an illusion, is that we are incomplete.
Right.
We truly were born whole.
Yes.
We truly were born with everything we need. And our job is to activate it.
Right.
In some sense.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this stuff lies dormant or it lies... at a level of illusion or something, you know.
Yes.
And it's our job to clear away the illusion, clear away the clutter, activate
mm-hmm.
these our own, gosh, these are our gifts, these are our blessings, this is our own prosperity, you know, that we're
right.
born with, and it's our job to activate it because we're not broke.
And
we're not broken.
And so here's the thing, girlfriend, why is it then that we know that, I know that at a deep level, my soul's not broken, you know? And yet, why is it that sometimes I wake up feeling sad?
Yeah.
Feeling like I am. Feeling
right.
like I am less than.
Right.
Yeah, why is that? That sucks.
I know. I know. It does.
That just sucks. And so, like, you know, this morning.
But see, this is why. I mean, here's the thing. I don't know the answer fully to that. But I do know this, that if you don't do it often, the programming wins.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's
yes.
like you need support.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think that's one of the four cardinal virtues that we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
Is that you need this continual support, because until the balance tips,
mm-hmm.
and you know you've got it.
Right.
And you've got it, and you got it, and you got it. You know, like you never had it before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, why do you think, you know, the big thought leaders, you know, they have programs and affirmations and all these things that you can take advantage of
mm-hmm.
all
exactly.
the time, because it is that balancing act, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's what the you know, we've been reading now. Last week we had such a great week discussing soul love. And all of law of attraction
really,
stuff,
really
right?
changed my life.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was great. And then this week we're talking again about Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. I love this book. I mean,
me too.
He writes so well.
He writes like he's just talking right to you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really
does. I feel like if I met him personally, I just feel like, you know, oh, come here, old friend, you know.
Mm, yeah.
But I hear that he's like, in real life, he's like, you know, I really don't want to be at this party, or I don't want to.
Right, I think in his real life
he's very introverted.
He's very introverted.
Yeah.
I think in his real life.
That's me.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, Wayne, you and I got to get together.
There you go. You know, I think in his, you know, I know that he's been divorced recently.
I know. I think he's available.
There you go. I think that you're not. So I don't know what you're talking about. Your daughter.
I'm talking about the party in my head.
There you go. I love it. So anyway, we're talking right now just today about the living virtues, or living the virtues of the
cardinal
child.
Virtues.
The cardinal virtues.
And really, can you give us a little history? I think it's Lao Tzu, right?
Mm-hmm. It's Lao Tzu. And 2,500 years ago, Lao Tzu spoke of the four cardinal virtues.
Mm-hmm.
And noted that when he practiced them as a way of life, you know, he came to access the truth of the universe. And here's the thing. They're like part of our original nature.
That's what I wanted to make sure you said.
Yeah, and it's like getting back to the truth of who we really are.
Yeah, because, you know, sweeping away all the crap,
mm-hmm.
more and more and more crap, you get back to our essence.
Yeah, and then it's like by practicing the four virginal virtues,
mm-hmm.
the four cardinal virtues, you know, we get realigned with source and access the powers that source and energy has to offer. I mean, that's really cool. And, you know, it's just about, you know, with Excuses Be Gone, it's about changing your habits. I mean, and it's like we have a habit of thinking negative sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a habit that the same person triggers us over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when we can get back to those cardinal virtues. And the whole book's not about the cardinal virtues, but they're pretty, it's like near the end, and it's sort of like, wow, when I read it, I was like, holy cow, this is exactly what I wanted to hear today.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first one is reverence for all life. I'm going to go through the four real quick so they know what it is. You know, the first one is reverence for all life. The second cardinal virtue is natural sincerity. The third is gentleness. And the fourth is supportiveness. And so here it is, you know, the first one, reverence for all life.
And you think, well, what does that mean to you, you know? And, I mean, you can feel it. It has a feeling quality to it, you know. And I think it really is about, I don't know, it's like respect.
It's respect, and it's also about, like, it goes along with our soul love. It's about unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And at the soul level, we can love unconditionally. And that's why I dug talking
mm-hmm.
about soul love last week. It opened up my soul in such a way that I can now see people
mm-hmm.
as the bright, shining light they are
mm-hmm.
at their soul level.
Mm-hmm.
It may mean that they are uninvolved in other areas and things are expressing themselves in different ways. But because I am a soul entity and this time on this planet is short-lived and whatever, I know that I can see people in their brilliance, and that's why I can choose to manifest this virtue as
mm-hmm.
unconditional love.
I think that's why I love being a coach too, because mm-hmm. You know, when I was a psychotherapist, I really saw people as their past, And with the coach, I mean, it's so, I mean, you can understand the past and everything, but as a coach, you hold that soul, that person, you know, in their wholeness,
right?
In like you said, in their brightness.
Exactly. And I love that because, like, we are not our past. We are not even our stories.
Mm-mm.
And there will come a time when we won't have to have stories at all.
Mm.
I mean, now we're at the point where we're reframing our stories.
Yes, we're unhooking from the old stories.
And
telling sometimes
you.
It's a little challenging, it's a little painful, but boy, it's worth it.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but first it's about love and respecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we work on removing all judgments and criticisms from those early, you know, those mind viruses, you know, that we talked about before.
Memes.
Yes. Yep, memes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that word, memes.
Memes.
Yeah, you know. And that's really good. I mean, I love that. And you can say to yourself today, how can I show reverence for all life?
Including my first and foremost, including
myself.
And, you know, I have a friend who many, many years ago took that to heart and decided to live a life of gentleness, meaning no violence. And she said, that meant that I would not have a violent thought towards me.
Mm.
And it's so interesting because, I mean, years ago, our family, you know, if something happened, they'd go, F me, right?
Right.
And you're like, oh, my God. And you think now, it's like, that is a violent thought towards yourself, you know. So you think about just being absolutely gentle to yourself. I mean, I'm feeling it right now. Like,
yeah.
I can feel that gentleness wash over me, and, you know, where thoughts of, you know, lack or scarcity or competition or jealousy.
Right.
Those things just, you know, away.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I had, you know, somebody in a chat room, Dance with Angels, talks about her being a vegetarian. I think she's a girl. Oh, I don't know for sure, though.
Yes.
Yeah, and because she reveres all life. And,
yes.
And I, you know, there's that.
She photographs angels, by the way.
What?
For sure. She photographs angels.
Oh, how lovely.
I know.
That's awesome. But, like, we love our dogs and we love other creatures as well. And there's that one HBO special going on right now about this woman who I can't remember her name, but she has autism. And I've heard her story many times over before this HBO special has come on, and I didn't see it. But she talks about how she... because of her autism, she's been able to connect with animals at a deep level and also help in the process of how we care for them, even as livestock, like, you know, dairy cows and all
this
stuff.
Oh, I think I've heard about
that.
And I
go, you know, here's the thing. We are evolving. And that feels good because as a whole, we want to have expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, and I'm going to confess, I do like a piece of steak once in a while.
Oh, my gosh. I was telling my girlfriend that same thing. She's a borderline vegetarian. You know, and I just, you know, just every once in a while, your body, at least my body does, you know, just really craves that. And so I know it's all programming. And would I love to be fully vegan? Yes, you know. And
right.
I think I'm headed that way more and more.
And so, but you choose. What you do is you go free range, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always buy free range eggs,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose to do that stuff. But, you know, I think it's just interesting. I think we're expanding.
I always think
so
about
forth.
The first person that, you know, was looking at a chicken, you know, and just like looking at that chicken and goes, you know, I want to eat the first thing that falls out of that chicken's butt.
And boy, that's going to taste so good, scrambled. I don't know. I'm sorry.
And I'm going to scramble it.
Yeah, I'm going to scramble it. And then who thought about putting it in just like, I think I'll do is just crack that thing open in his butt and put it in boiling water, and then it'll be a poached egg, you know, and it's going to taste yummy. And then maybe I'll mix it with, you know, mayonnaise and have a deviled egg. Yeah, I don't know who thinks
when,
of those things.
If mayonnaise was invented back then.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's so funny? Because what is mayonnaise but whipped eggs?
Hmm?
Is it mayonnaise just whipped eggs?
Eggs and oil.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So you're putting egg on your egg.
I know. Isn't that hysterical?
Oh, my God. And that's a delicacy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, come on. And drink
okay. Now, the next cardinal rule is supportiveness.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the last one.
Yeah.
Natural sincerity.
Right.
And here it is. We do this because it's like you walk your talk.
Yes.
And that's why Christine was so open with everybody this morning, because we talk about the deep disappointments that come up in our lives, and we talk about also the things that need to be cleared. I mean, we reach a level, and to break through that ceiling that's higher than ever, we have to clear those darknesses that may come up, you know, for, you know, that we're not good enough, or, you know, we don't have enough, or whatever they are. Mm-hmm. You know, those last programmings that we heard when we were a kid, or when we heard as a young adult, or who knows? I mean, my goodness, sometimes I'm going, you know, how many mixed messages am I hearing on TV? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. And if kids nowadays just absorb one third of it or one tenth of it, you know, I don't even know how they can, you know.
Well, I think it's interesting, too, because I, luckily it wasn't for me, but I remember, like, my brother, who's 10 years younger than me, I mean, when they got married, they felt that they had to pay for their children's college education.
Right.
Like they had to. And, I mean, I never thought that. I knew my kids were going to go to college, but I didn't think that I would have to pay for it, you know.
Right, and you didn't have to.
No.
You were lucky. We all
got. I mean, that's programming.
That is programming. Or the fact that back in the day, they used to throw down everybody's neck if you wanted to buy an engagement ring, 2 months' salary. Or more.
Yeah.
2 months' salary, you know. And it's like, you know, what, does a ring make a marriage? Or
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
I know what you mean. Because then, and if it wasn't, then you felt less than. And
exactly.
It's like, whoa. I mean, yeah, it's called programming. It's called advertising.
Right.
It's called marketing. And
exactly.
That's why, you know, Jack Canfield said, somebody said, Jack, I've been really depressed lately. Tell me the first thing I can do. And he said, turn your TV off for a whole year.
Woo! And then
sincerely.
Yes, yeah, sincerely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have thought about that, too, because I'm designing a program, you know, and I'm like, can we be brave enough to turn the TV off?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, can I be brave enough to turn the TV off
mm-hmm.
when I like HGTV?
Right, and you like it just for background. I mean, I've seen you, it's like you like the radio for background noise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And honestly, if it's, like, pretty stuff, I mean, like, they have a channel that just shows you aerial views of Sicily and Europe and the Grand Canyon. And it's like, wow, this makes me feel nice, you know.
It raises my vibration.
So I have to be, I want to walk my talk. And that's what natural sincerity is.
Mm-hmm.
It's walking your talk.
Yeah. You know, we probably could do the other two tomorrow.
Okay.
Which wouldn't be bad.
That sounds good.
You know.
Well, then I can talk a little more. But everybody, you know, like I said, you know, Christine, we're going to write a new blog today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. In the midst of all my appointments. So
maybe
I go
not
till
today.
Five,
I'd
right.
say tomorrow, you know.
No, but, I will. I'll do it for you, girlfriend.
You know.
I love writing the blog anyway. I have about, you know, about out of the whole pie, I have only maybe 5 or 10% resistance to it.
Yes. And you're letting everybody know, like, I'm walking my talk.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going
you know
to clear
what?
That resistance
I know,
up.
Because, you know what, I'm trying to think if there's any really dark secrets that I wouldn't talk about. I mean, probably. I just don't know right now. But, I mean, I just feel that we're all here together, and all we want is to raise our vibration, to raise
right.
our frequency, and be able to not just manage the energies, but master the energies. And to be that which we are, to express that and to activate all
right.
those things. And so, you know, 90 seconds.
Know.
There we go. How fast
so,
is that?
Yeah, but, hey, check out our website, ChristyMarieAndJulie.com. And we're, like I said, we're revamping it every day. We're moving closer and closer to adding more things, and it's just going to be fun. And, you know, I really want to say we appreciate everyone on the chat room.
I appreciate you guys so much. And I just send light and love and blessings to each and every one of you.
Yes.
And also, you know, let's just hold out today a healing bubble for every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our choice to step into it.
Yes.
Whenever we need to.
Right. And also, I sent a healing bubble to my boyfriend's mom, who's been very, very sick. And she said it was, I told her I was sending it at a certain time. And she said she actually got the most she's gotten in 3 weeks.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. She said, so do it again. I go, I will.
Oh, good. Good.
I will. So goodbye, everyone. Have a great day.
And hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye, Janet. Bye.
Bye, Dance of Angels. And on the bright side.
On the bright side.
And then I've been the phone lines. Goodbye. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk more tomorrow.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And now I got to put the closing music on.
Da,
da. There we go. That's the update. Bye, everyone.